This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So I don't know if you guys remember, I think a couple of months ago, maybe, there was a story about a Bangladeshi citizen that had the passport with the name Lebogang Ndlovu.
Oh yeah, Kacheni, I remember. Kacheni, my friend.
Anyway, he was arrested, you know, as well as the person who issued that document. They were detained. So we've had a lot of those kind of cases that were reported and that were centered around people who had like illegal identity and passports that had been issued to foreign nationals. And I think what is more worrying is that these people that are obtaining these documents get them from Home Affairs officials, or, you know, even get their identity sold by South African nationals, you know, which further threatens the security of many South Africans. Now, the Department of Home Affairs say that they have a solution and that they are hot on the heels of syndicates that are causing this kind of problems, which is persisting in the country. And at 6:45, we're going to be talking to the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, who's going to be sharing with us the arrests that they've been made up to this far. We promised you earlier on that we are going to be talking to the Minister of Home Affairs in the country, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. He's joining us right now. Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm okay. And you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, before we really get into the conversation with what the department is doing right now in fighting these syndicate around ID theft and the likes in the country, maybe help us understand, you know, how extensive it is. Because when we talk about ID theft and foreign nationals, I can just imagine the amount of hands that, you know, exchange money, and just that process, I think, is really deep within not only internal but external. It really has to go through a lot of parties before that one foreign national can walk away with an ID. Maybe just in summary, give us an idea of what actually happens. What have you guys found out in terms of how the syndicate works?
Well, we are speaking here mostly of theft of passports. Mm-hmm. Passports which are South Africans, which are South African, which are then obtained by foreign nationals. You'll remember that on the 24th of March, in the Krugersdorp Office of Home Affairs, we arrested the kingpin who is running this racket, a Pakistani national. There are three groups of people in this racket. Firstly, it is the kingpin and the foreign nationals who want to obtain those passports. Secondly, is South Africans who are prepared to lend their IDs, to give up their IDs, their identity, not ID documents, but their identity, their ID numbers, their fingerprints, their names and their addresses, who are prepared to give them up, and they paid 500 rand. Then the third group is a former Home Affairs official who is corrupt, who is facilitating that transaction in a particular Home Affairs office, which is part of this scam, and that facilitation happened during the night. So we are talking of three groups of people here.
Yeah. We applaud the department for the great work that you are doing in fighting these syndicates. How much progress has the department made thus far? I mean, since March to this particular case that you are referring to?
Yeah. I wish I had numbers here. Remember, in the Krugersdorp office, we arrested 29 people who consisted of 13 South Africans, 13 foreign nationals, and Home Affairs officials, up to a total of 29. Since that time, the arrests have been going on, have been continuing. The most recent ones last week was two Bangladeshi nationals who were trying to leave OR Tambo International Airport with defrauded passports, and they were arrested. And the people who issued those passports, who are Home Affairs officials, one from our Commercial Street Road in Itegwini, the other from Bombela, they were also arrested.
Mm. Yeah. Are there any successful convictions, or it's the cases are ongoing?
And I forgot, we also arrested a gentleman from El Dorado Party in Johannesburg who was also one of those who were giving up their ID, selling it for 500 rand. Well, look, the cases are still on in the court of law. What is being successful is our DC. As these people are charged twice, we charge them internally in a DC process, you know, disciplinary case process, and some have already been dismissed. And then we also charge them criminally, which is the matter that belongs to the court. Quite a number of them have already appeared in court many times, and they've been refused bail. So that court process is not in our hands, it's in the justice in the courts.
Mm. Minister, from what you have been able to pick up, do our people really understand what it means for them to sell away their identity and everything that goes with it? Do they understand how this affects their lives?
No, they don't. Unfortunately, they don't until it starts affecting them when they want to go on with their life. They believe it's a transaction which is over. And unfortunately, we have noticed that the kingpin usually targets young people who are on drugs, who are on methamphetamine, and who are on nyaute. These are the ones who are targeted because they need a quick fix. So if you say, give me your ID and I'm going to pay you 500 rand, they jump for it. Many of them are not aware. This gentleman from El Dorado Park called Ibrahim was not aware until he got into trouble. Maybe to explain why they are not aware, let me explain how the scheme works. The kingpin organized South Africans, mostly young people who are on drugs, who are unlikely to leave the country. They also organize the foreign national who need that passport. They then bring them together into a home affairs office of an official who is part of that scheme. They come during the night. The South African is asked to apply for a passport. They fill up a form, put up their name, their date of birth, their ID number, their addresses, and put their fingerprints. Now, to complete that process of applying for a passport, you must take a photo. But when it is time to take the photo, the South African is pushed aside, and the foreign national comes in. So the names, the ID, the fingerprint belong to a South African, but the photo belongs to a foreign national. Nothing is taken from a South African in the form of a physical ID document or ID card. And so the South African believe, look, they've lost nothing. They've just given their names, addresses, and all that. And they believe it ends there. And they are given 500 rand. They go on with life. Mm. Until there's a need for an ID. For instance, this El Dorado chap, Ibrahim, has done that. Later on, he got a job. He's working now. He has forgotten about the 500 rand. He got a job. He then loses his ID card. He goes to Home Affairs to take a temporary identification certificate. Obviously, we need a fingerprint, his fingerprint, and to get into the National Population Register and see his details. When the details come up, they come with a different photo. So the person did not, they come with a different photo altogether.
Yeah.
He got shocked. What people don't know, which I want them to know, please. In the past, when you go to Home Affairs to take an ID, you used to find the person outside there with a camera. Some of them were doing their own businesses.
Yes.
Take photo, cut them into four different photos, put them in a small envelope, give them to you. That's what used to happen in the past. When we take a smart ID or a passport, we don't use that method. The photo is digital. It's digitized.
Inside the department.
Photo, yes, with the digital photo, this is how it works. Those of you who ever went to Home Affairs to take an ID or a passport, etc., we have got you on the National Population Register. We have got your biometrics on a system called HANIS, Home Affairs National Identification System. It carries two biometrics, your fingerprint and your photo. Now, when you come to Home Affairs, we go into the National Population Register to check those biometrics before we serve you. Now, if you take a photo in Home Affairs, all your photos, it doesn't matter which photo or for which reason were you taking it, but any photo that you ever took in the past, it gets wiped off and gets replaced by the new photo in all the National Population Register systems of Home Affairs. Even me, as a minister now, if I go to Home Affairs to renew my passport, they are going to take my ID. All my previous photos I ever have had are going to be replaced with a new photo. Now, just imagine if that new photo belongs to somebody else.
Yeah, Lebogang Ndlovu.
Yes, Lebogang Ndlovu. It means I like Lebogang Ndlovu, yes. If you remember, that name was Lebogang Ndlovu. But when the picture comes out, it's a picture of somebody from Bangladesh. So it means the real Lebogang Ndlovu is now, all his pictures that Omar has ever had in our systems are gone. Every time you press the system, whether in a bank or wherever they press the system, that photo of a Bangladeshi national is going to arrive, it means you have been replaced.
Yeah.
And you can't do any more transactions.
Yeah. Minister, as the public, how do we assist Home Affairs in fighting this briefly because of time?
Well, look, people keep us. I can tell you, especially ever since the 24th of March, we are inundated. Every day, people are giving us tips. Whistleblowers South Africans are really coming in large numbers. So much that the anti-corruption unit consists of 12 people. We are actually hiring another 12 to double the number because their hands are full. Because every day we get whistleblowers coming and telling us, check here, look there, it's happening there. And we that's why we are making so many arrests.
Minister, thank you so much. We appreciate you making time to join us this morning. Enjoy your day, sir.
That was our Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.